Welcome to part two of the Work Zone Data Collection and Analysis podcast. In part one, we talked about why data collection and analysis is important, available resources, and types of data most commonly used in data analysis. In this part, we'll discuss how to collect and analyze data related to traffic queues. We'll then talk a little about common queue mitigation strategies that may be appropriate for your work zone. In this segment, we will refer to several guidance resources. Information about where to find these resources is listed in the script that accompanies this podcast. A specific condition that should be addressed in your overall work zone data collection and analysis is traffic queuing. In general, traffic queues are commonly referred to as backups and are an undesirable and potentially unsafe traffic condition at any location, but are particularly hazardous in work zones. Here's why. As a driver, you've probably been surprised when the traffic you are following suddenly starts to slow or stop, and then starts moving again, maybe only in the lane next to you or only in your lane. You usually don't know the reason for this erratic stopping or starting, and you usually get no warning other than brake lights of the vehicle in front of you.
What in the world is going on up there?
This condition is called unstable traffic flow and results from an unexpected or unplanned traffic demand that exceeds the roadway capacity. Work zones can cause unstable traffic flow due to lane closures, lane narrowing, or lane shift configurations that may cause drivers to slow down, travel at different speeds, or change lanes unexpectedly. Unstable traffic flow in a work zone can lead to the development of queues, and when traffic queues extend beyond the advanced work zone warning signs, crash potential and liability concerns increase. As you can imagine, addressing the potential for queuing is a common challenge for work zone designers. Queues in work zones are a frequent risk. Even drivers who are paying close attention as they approach a work zone may have difficulty avoiding a crash at the end of a queue because of very short stopping sight distances. Inattentive drivers may not even have time to brake before impact, which can greatly increase crash severity. Further, end-of-queue crashes can be compounded by secondary crashes resulting from drivers who are rubbernecking or who are paying attention to the existing crash instead of the vehicle in front of them and cause a rear-end collision, creating even more delay.
Oh, wow, would you look at that? Uh-oh.
In addition, large commercial vehicles can pose an additional safety hazard because they require longer safe stopping distances than cars and may not be able to slow or stop before impacting the vehicle ahead. Lack of adequate stopping distance can lead to a serious rear-end crash in the queue and can lead to a classic chain reaction pileup involving several vehicles and resulting in multiple injuries or fatalities. Similarly, commercial vehicles also need more acceleration time, especially on a steep grade, which can affect overall traffic flow through the work zone. Special traffic control strategies may need to be developed to guide trucks passing the work zones. Refer to the Highway Capacity Manual for techniques on how to incorporate high levels of commercial vehicle traffic into your queue estimate.
Oh, right, the queue estimate. How do I run a queue estimate for a work zone?
There are several work zone capacity analysis software programs that can assist in developing queue estimates that will help you identify the best strategy for queue mitigation. Some of these are discussed on the FHWA Work Zone and Traffic Analysis Tools webpage. The Highway Capacity Manual also contains concepts, guidelines, and computational procedures for assessing capacity and quality of service for work zones without the use of software. An additional resource that can be valuable is the Highway Safety Manual, or HSM. The primary focus of the HSM is to provide analytical tools for predicting the impact of transportation projects and program decisions on road safety. See the script of this podcast for information on accessing these resources. As we alluded earlier, traffic congestion and queues may already exist prior to setting up a work zone. Plenty of traffic data probably already exists for these problem areas.
The data and analysis resources mentioned in Part 1 of this series are applicable to WorkZone Q analysis. Field correlation to the Q analysis of the actual Q development is recommended and is useful in establishing or adjusting lane closure and work activity times. Observations of the queue length will also help determine the most appropriate advanced signing locations. An informal analysis approach is to use an accepted threshold capacity value for your expected work zone strategy, such as a lane closure on a multi-lane highway or alternating one-way traffic on a two-lane highway. A quick review of the hourly traffic volume data will show whether capacity problems can be expected. The Highway Capacity Manual is an excellent resource for estimated work zone capacities based on lane configuration. When capacity values for the proposed work zone are calculated to be near the threshold capacity value, you should conduct further analysis. Be conservative in your analysis of alternating one-way traffic control. Alternating one-way traffic control capacities can vary greatly depending on work operation and efficiency. Some agencies place time restrictions on work zone traffic delays, and while this may be acceptable for some projects, it is not a replacement for a queue analysis. The extent of the queue still needs to be known and addressed in a safe and effective manner. To do this, queue starting location, length, time of day, and duration need to be examined closely and must be addressed in the work zone strategy. Generally, your choices are to pursue options that eliminate, minimize, or incorporate the queue impacts into the work zone strategy, and more specifically, the temporary traffic control plans, specifications, and various transportation management plan elements. This approach will ensure adequate warning for drivers approaching the queue, and better yet, a work zone design that eliminates or minimizes the queue. In most cases, it isn't possible to completely eliminate a queue or potential for a queue, but the knowledge you can gain from a thorough analysis will lead you to the best mitigating strategy, tactics, and devices.
How do I figure out which work zone strategy is best for me, and what kind of strategies mitigate queues?
Identifying strategies that address traffic queues begins by examining project features, construction needs, and traffic impacts based on data and analysis. Some common queue mitigation strategies include conducting work zone activity at night when traffic demand is lower, maintaining the same number of lanes during construction as prior to construction, by reducing lane widths, for example, by increasing the length of the taper, or by changing the location of the beginning of the taper. Communication with the public is also an important element, and in addition to adequate warning signs in advance of the queue, agencies may provide information to drivers through a public outreach campaign that makes use of traditional media, social media and websites, and highway advisory radio outlets. Traffic management centers can be very helpful in providing drivers with advance warning of slow or stopped traffic and expected delay through permanent message signs. And law enforcement monitoring can assist with crashes, stabilize approaching traffic speeds, and improved driver awareness through officer presence.
Where can I go to learn more?
FHWA's Work Zone Impacts Assessment, an approach to assess and manage work zone safety and mobility impacts of road projects, presents a general approach for work zone impacts assessment and provides examples of how agencies are currently assessing and managing work zone impacts. In addition, the Work Zone Safety Grant Guidance document, entitled Treating Potential Back-of-Queue Safety Hazards, is designed to highlight common pitfalls in estimating potential impacts that can result from implementing a traffic control plan, as well as strategies that can help reduce work zone congestion and back-of-queue crash risk. Additional resources can be found on the FHWA Work Zone Traffic Management Resources and Examples webpage. More information and links to these and other resources can be found in the script of this podcast. In conclusion, queues are a reality of many work zones, and as we have discussed, a thorough analysis will assist you with minimizing the negative impacts of queues. Work zones are planned events, and effective warning to drivers approaching the work zone is required. This includes warnings about traffic cues that extend upstream from the work zone. Advance warning is a key work zone principle that must be applied in an effective manner. Your understanding of a thorough work zone capacity analysis will lead and support your decisions to address the negative impacts of traffic cues. This concludes part two of this podcast. The purpose of this segment has been to discuss how to collect and analyze data related to traffic cues. To listen to part three, which will address speed-related crash data analysis, please visit the WorkZone Safety Clearinghouse page at workzonesafety.org. This podcast has been a presentation of the Federal Highway Administration's WorkZone Safety Grant Program.